Good evening, everyone. This is the Ask Spirit Now show with Vicki, and I am so happy to be on the BBS radio. This is my first show with the BBS, and I am just so, so happy. I hope to hear from a lot of you this evening. I'm over here in Georgia, so it's about 9 o'clock, and I just want to let you know that I love to have calls, and this evening we're going to talk about karma. One of my favorite subjects, although there are a lot of favorite subjects, but one thing I want to do before we begin is I want us just to connect together. I just want to breathe and let me feel you and you be connected with me, and let's ask our archangels and our highest of the spiritual guides and energies to be with us this evening. So any information that comes in, we know it's from the highest realm of spiritual knowledge and information and insight. So I want to begin this evening with just talking about some of the kinds of karma, because so many people have looked at karma from a way of judgment, like it's some punishment or something. And through my studies at Delphi University up in Georgia, I have a MHD, a Doctor of Metaphysics. I have learned for that school and as well as others that karma is strictly really just a cause and effect. You know, we have our group karma, which basically we're a group this evening because we're light workers or people that are looking into the metaphysical world for more answers and spiritual enlightenment. We have our TV that we get a lot of group karma from as far as what we listen to. We have our government. We have our nation, we have our ethnic groups, and of course, just our families, the main part of our karma, that I believe. We also have our personal or individual karma, and then we have others' karma. And the others' karma is very interesting to me. I want to touch on it lightly, although we can go back to it later. But as I progressed through my life, I found that as a mother, because I have two children, that the more I got involved in their lives and tried to advise them and tell them what to do and, you know, became almost crossing over their journey, that I learned that I was taking on their karma. It was going to be a karmic debt for me. And as soon as I learned that, I took a quick stop because I realized that they have their karma, and I'm sure there are a lot of parents out there that are like, well, how in the world do you help a child and guide a child without stepping on their karma, so that, in other words, you take on their karma? And I have studied so much about this, and I've come in my own heart, and that's the only place I can come from, is my heart, is I feel that if there is such a thing as soul contracts, then we already have somewhat of a pattern or a plan for our lives. And so this karma that we are encountering, it's not necessarily, it's not like some bad thing. It's just that we have to balance karma sometimes. Maybe we were wealthy in one life and we didn't give as much to others. So this life we have to learn, maybe we'll hopefully be wealthy again, but this life we're giving tests to give more, to help more. So I think karma, I love to think of karma as a good thing, because then it doesn't feel like, oh my gosh, I've got karma. It must be something, you know, who am I? What kind of bad thing did I do in another life? And by the way, I'm a certified past life regressionist, so I love doing those. I do them a lot over the phone as well, because they are so enlightening to help people to realize that it isn't just this life that we're dealing with. Our karma comes in with us. One thing I wanted to share with you is that, and I think many of you probably have heard this, but the idea of rebirth was, or reincarnation, I should say, you know, used to be in the Christian doctrine. And in about 325 CE at the Council of the Nicaea, and if you're a biblical person, excuse me if I said that incorrectly, but basically the church took it out. That council took out the reincarnation. So that set up a lot of of people, especially in America and other places as well, that don't even understand necessarily. It's not that they don't believe it, but they don't necessarily, they're not always able to talk about it. And I want to share something very interesting about that, because last night, a very good friend of mine, his husband got sick and invited me to go to, for the other ticket, to go see James Van Braal. And he is the famous medium that is the executive producer of Ghost Whisperer. And so many of the people in Georgia, here we are, were so afraid for anybody to see them. It was like, oh my goodness, what if somebody sees me? And I thought that was very, very interesting, because so many times when we're trained a certain way, it directs us, it guides us, it gives us that karmic debt, if you may, or karmic connection with that group or with others. So I really want to talk about that, and I'd love to hear your insight about that. Now, as far as our groups, I certainly know that all of us are concerned about politics, and I don't really want to get into that, but that is definitely part of the karmic group. So we look to our leader to help us, to bring us enlightenment in our group. It's like the light workers that work together, Don and Doug, are, you know, powerful light workers. They're wonderful to have this wonderful radio show. And what they're doing is they're bringing up the karma. So when you get in touch and you get involved with this type of karma, you are actually improving the lifestyle of people and helping them. So that is like you're attached to this better karma, which is fabulous. So let's say you had another lifetime where you didn't help people. In heavens, we've all had them. So we have, like, just say I had this past life where I didn't really help that many people. Well, all of a sudden you come in and you get involved with people that are helping people, that are servicing, I like that word better, service, but they're actually servicing people and empowering them and helping them to find their own light within their own heart, that power that everyone has within them. That is something that is going to balance that karma. So it's not that it's a bad thing or a good thing, it's just it is. And one thing that I have learned in my study of karma, all right, hi Rose.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
And where are you from, Rose?
I'm from Paterson, New York.
Paterson, New York. Well, tell me what's on your mind this evening, Rose, and if I can ask a question or do you have a comment?
Actually, I am searching for my twin brother. We celebrated a birthday last week. We were separated at birth, and I've been searching for him for about 2 years now. My mother had been told he was stillborn, when I met her 20 years ago, I was adopted. She told me it was stillborn. She did not know the gender at all. And for 20 years, I grieved the loss of the twin that 2 years ago I found out was born alive, and I've been searching for him ever since.
Well, I will tell you from a karmic viewpoint, that's very interesting, because you have a destiny right now, Rose. Well, I know that you have a lot of sadness with this, but I'm going to tell you, you have a drive. And I feel like somehow or another, let me tell you what your spiritual guides, and by the way, you have a lot of them around you right now that are helping you. Archangel Michael mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Archangel Michael?
Yes, I am.
Well, he brings in miracles, and I want you to do, this is what I want to make sure that you're doing, and I know you're doing it physically in the physical universe, but I want you to ask for a miracle, and I want you to, because what this will do is, I already feel him, and I feel like he's very close to you, and I believe I've talked to you before, because I keep seeing him with two men around him. And I don't know that I've ever talked to you before, but it's I feel like I have, because I see him with two men, and I do know that he's alive, and he's obviously grown. And I feel that you need to send out a message to him every evening and all during the day and in the morning. And I want you to ask your archangels to help you find him. Say, I want to find him now. And a miracle is going to happen on this. I don't, Let me see what I get here. Did you have another question for me while I'm doing some cards on this?
Actually, I had sent you an email.
I thought so. I thought this sounded familiar. Yes.
Yes, okay. I sent you an email a month or so ago.
And you had a dream, as I understand it. Yes, and you saw him talking to these two men. I feel like he's very close. You know what? This is the message I'm getting to you, is that I would go on your local show, your local television shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put out a cry, just like they did, you know, when someone's missing.
Yes.
And I would go to your local television show, and I would talk to several of them, and I would just say, and I would even put an ad in the paper, because I feel like he's around there. I would even put it out on the internet, the date of your birth and who you are and where you live and that you're looking for your twin. And I just feel like something will come from that. The more you put it out, Rose, the better your chances. But you know what? Archangel Michael does bring miracles. Are you working with him for help?
I'm beginning to, yes.
Please do, because he's just told me that he can help you do this. I feel he is alive. And I feel when you touch his heart, go to his heart, Rose. Go to his heart and let him know that you are here, and fill him with unconditional love, because he knows that there's something missing. You know, I feel him right now. He knows. Did you want to say something to me?
Did you ever get a name or a physical description when you saw him with the men? Did you get a physical? Could you describe him?
Well, he seems to be somewhat of a. I just have a few minutes. I've got. You can email me again on this, or go to my website at AskSpiritNow.com, and we'll talk about this. I feel that he's not a heavy set person, but he's not skin and bones.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of in the medium, and I feel he's got a bit of a stockiness to him, and that word gets misconstrued a little bit, but I don't feel that he's skinny. I don't feel like he's a real skinny person. He's got some meat to him, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That works.
So, yeah, okay. But listen, Rose, you I enjoyed talking to you, and thank you so much for calling in. Okay?
All right, thank you.
And Archangel Michael says use him, utilize him, okay?
Okay, I will.
Expect a miracle. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have, yes, thank you, Rose. And we have another caller. Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Jeff from Philadelphia.
Hi, Jeff. How are you
tonight?
I'm doing quite well from Philadelphia. A lot of northern people here today. I love it.
Well, actually, I'm originally from Detroit. I just moved here to Philadelphia a couple months ago.
Good.
Still from the north.
Well, tell me about your question or your comment. I'd love to talk with you. So,
well, my question concerns, it's definitely about the topic of the show tonight. It's about karma. Unfortunately, a couple of months ago, I lost a cat of mine that I was very close to. When I say lost, I don't mean she passed on. I meant that, you know, just as soon as I moved here, she got outside, and I haven't been able to find her ever since. And I've been pretty upset by this because I was very, very close to her, and, you know, I have no idea why she wanted to leave so badly, and she's tried to escape before, but this time she was able to get out, and, you know, I haven't been able to find her. I even actually contacted a couple of different pet psychics, and unfortunately each one told me two totally separate things. The first one told me something that didn't resonate with me as much, so it prompted me to contact the second one, and then the second one told me something else. But my question is sort of, it concerns karma in the sense that, you know, I see this happening to a lot of people lately. Like when I go on Craigslist or different sites, people are losing pets left and right, and I have personal friends who've lost a number of pets in the last year. And I'm just wondering, does this have anything to do with karma too? I mean, perhaps some resolution of karma in my own life?
Well, I think anything that happens to us, and I would say yes, the answer is yes to that. But I have to tell you, I feel like your cat, I mean, she feels disoriented to me. She just, she has a very softness to her, and that's why I'm calling her a female. But I feel like she's just disoriented right now. I mean, do you live in a neighborhood that, have you checked with obviously you've checked with the Animal Rescue League and all those people, right? Have you checked with them?
Yeah. Yeah, I posted all kinds of flyers. I've gone to the subdivision.
Okay.
I mean, I have just been relentless in trying to find her.
I still feel like that she's alive. I feel like that she's just somewhere in your neighborhood right now, but she's so disoriented because did you keep her in the house a lot? I mean, because of the move, she saw all the boxes and everything. And did you find that she changed a lot after that?
Yes, she did, and the thing was is that we had adopted her from a shelter. I lived a short time in Virginia after moving from Detroit, and we adopted her from a shelter, and she changed so much from the time that I first got her. She changed from a cat that was kind of hesitant towards people to a cat that couldn't get enough of people.
Right.
So we became very, very close, but she always had that kind of wildness in her, like she just
aloofness. Yeah. Well, let me tell you what I've picked up on her, and I do feel like she's been, you know, I don't think she's getting away from you, Jeff. I don't think it's that at all. It's when they're raised a certain way, and I know I have a dog like that myself. But they, no matter how much that she loves you and you love her, she's got that tendency to be that way. And I still feel like she may come back. Okay. And I'm not saying that from a psychic viewpoint, but just keep sending love out to her. You know, cats are very intuitive. So keep sending love out to her. And is it part of karma? Yeah, because you know what? We have to use, how do I say this? We have to learn to love ourselves so much. And I know that sounds, oh my goodness, people say that. And we say, what in the world does that mean? But I really want you to look at the qualities that you have, Jeff, and how much you loved her. And instead of just look at that for a moment, and maybe there'll be something in that, because regardless of what happens, and I'm not going to sit here and be a psychic on this, okay? I want to help you right now, and I want you to keep sending love to her, and I want you to put food and water out on the front steps of your house and on the back steps of your house, because cats can climb, you know, in the back. And I want you to have food and water out there, and I want you to just send her love, but I want you to just take a deep breath and realize what a beautiful person that you are, that you gave her a home and gave her a chance for love. And I want you to focus on that, because I think that will help bring her back more than the sadness will. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've actually gone through my own sort of awakening process over the past year or so. So I've learned a lot, you know, over the past year. I've dug through all kinds of books, and I never used to be a reader before, but I mean, that does resonate with me quite a bit, because historically, I've always been a very negative person who's always been really, really critical of myself and the way that I conduct myself. Even though when I step back and look at myself, I think, wow, well, what's wrong with me? But, you know, my inner voice always says, you know, you're a bad person, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, let me you have a lot of love in you, Jeff, and I want you to focus on that, because that will help bring her back. Because the more love you have, the more light. Keep saying there is light, and that will help bring her back, okay? Okay.
Okay, yeah, I've been doing some daily things, like daily sayings and inspirational sayings that will hopefully help, but you know, you don't have any idea of what kind of a time frame. You know, it could be months still. You just never know.
I keep getting two. So, yeah, I mean, it could be 2 weeks. It could be 2 months. But I don't sense that it's 2 years. But I do sense that she can come back. I just see her walking around, roaming around. And I sense that maybe somebody's feeding her. It may be somebody you haven't been to, or Make sure when you go to talk to your neighbors, you've left your phone number. But she may be off in another neighborhood, though. That's what I'm saying. I don't necessarily think she's right next to you. I feel she's wandered off, but I keep seeing her around houses. And I mean, my gosh, uh-huh. Jeff, how much time do you have? I don't know what size town you live in, but I mean, you know, there are probably, you know, hundreds of houses around you. So, you know, that's why the flyers help. You might want to put a little reward on there, because if somebody's keeping the cat.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah, that would be very, very good. But I want to, my message for you comes from the archangels. It comes from your spiritual guide, and it says to just focus on the love you have for her and focus on you and the power within you to bring her back with God's help, with the spiritual help. And I want you to focus in on that. And call me back in a month. I'll be on the show every other week. And keep in touch with me on it, okay? Because I'm going to ask the spirit guides to help you find your cat. Because, but you know what? Jeff, are you still there?
Yeah.
I do want to say one thing, though. We are on the subject of karma. If something happens that she doesn't come back, and I'm not saying she will or she won't, but if something happened, you might want to look at it as a karmic situation. Was she an old? She feels like she wasn't an older cat, so I don't sense she's running off. She doesn't feel that's why
she's probably
suddenly,
a couple years old.
Yeah, she doesn't feel that way, so I don't think it's about that. But she's disoriented. I feel her right now, and I used to be a pet psychic, well, I still am. But what I'm feeling with her right now is she's very disoriented, which lets me know she's alive. She is feeling you. That's why I'm asking you to really love her and feel and ask for your spiritual help, because she's disoriented. She doesn't know how to get home. So we need to work on that, okay? And email me sometime and let me know what's going on, okay?
I sure will. Thanks so much, Vicki.
Hello? Hello? Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for calling in. Do we have we have Alicia on the line?
Hi.
And we have Alicia, and you're from California. We also have another caller, Judy from Miami. So, Judy, just hang on in there. We're getting to you. I love having everyone call in. Alicia, tell me what's happening in your life that you want me to talk about, or we can talk about.
Well, I want to know about my path in healing. My children are grown, so I've gone back to being a massage therapist. And Reiki master,
wow!
And doing this kind of work with people, but I need to know, because I you know, get tendonitis and I get injured. What and am I standing in my own way? Is this not the path I'm supposed to be on, or is it?
Well, first, go ahead.
I'm just
go ahead.
Frustrated.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm feeling right now. The message that I'm getting right now is that you can still do healing work, but there are other forms of, other than massages that, you know, I know that's hard on people. But, you know, I know, and you've gone through a lot of tremendous training on that, but there is something that is coming in to me that I need to share with you, okay? Have you ever done medical intuitiveness work or any kind of spiritual healing that does not involve the fingers as much? I mean, obviously use your hands to for energy, mm-hmm. but you're not mm-hmm. using them like in massage therapy. And I'm very familiar with Reiki. I'm a Reiki master, but I haven't used Reiki for many, many years mm-hmm. because I use different modalities. There are other modalities out there where you know, you can channel in, you can get some training. Are you in a position where you can train?
Money is so tight right now. It's one of the reasons why I'm wondering. I can't. I'm kind of stuck, because if I were to I'm interested in reconnection work, and I've done some reconnection.
Okay.
And to go further and be initiated into reconnection, I would, you know, need to travel and create and manifest all of these things happening. But I'm like standing on a line. Do I go ahead and do that, or is it going to be, or is that the right path for me? I sometimes stand in confusion when I need to make a decision.
Okay. All right. There's a lot of things that, we could talk about, a lot of issues here. I feel like that you are being guided to a different position, a different place. I want
okay.
you to, and I know that you, do you meditate a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I want to offer a suggestion to you, because when you meditate, I want you to start talking out loud and making sure that the spiritual guides that you have are connecting with you. They're connecting with you. Let me restate that, you're hearing them. Let me say it that way.
Uh-huh.
When you're on the meditation table or when you're out doing your meditation, what I want you to do is really cry out for them and really say, I need guidance now. I need
okay.
to know my road now. Because I don't want to sit here and tell you what you should be. I do see that you're going to be changing. I do see that. But I also
mm-hmm.
still see you in the healing. It's almost like a counseling type of this reconnection feels like. I'm not familiar with that word, by the way. But
mm-hmm.
other than, I mean, I know what reconnection means, but it feels counseling sort of, like you're doing seminars or workshops. Is that what I'm seeing here?
Well, I'd have to go to one but it's actually working with the subtle energies around your body.
Right, right.
You never
that's
even
what
touch the client.
That's what I'm seeing. See, that's I didn't know what you meant by that. I'm seeing,
yeah.
because, see, you have some gifts here. You already have gifts about, if you're a massage therapist, you already know the parts of the body. You're already familiar
uh-huh.
with that. And a medical intuitive could be very powerful for you.
Okay.
I mean, I do see you changing right now. I definitely see it. But I see spirit guides all around you. I even see a spirit, an Indian guide. Matter of fact, a lot of the people that have called, I've seen spirit Indian spirit guides. They're all in a big round circle. We're all very connected. We have a karmic
okay.
group tonight, by the way. Archangel Michael is asking you to please communicate with him, because he will bring the miracle. There is a way that you can get this training. I keep getting medical intuitive with you, but I think
okay.
What that is though, it's still connected with what you want to do. I think, I feel that you will be able to do this. Ask for help in getting a way to get the training, the certification. The traveling isn't going to bother you that much. I think it's just that you've got, remember one thing, Alicia, we live in fear or in
yeah.
Love. And you know this in your heart. We all know that. But I really, I feel like right now you need to do a lot of meditating and ask spirit out loud so that you can have them in your wavelength. You need to have them right there in your wavelength. Because
okay.
a lot of times spirits are out there, they're talking to us, our guides are talking to us, but they're not in our wavelength, so we don't hear them. And it's not that we're not, you know, self-empowered
uh-huh.
to hear them, and it's not like we're not doing something right. That's not, it's just we're on different wavelengths. So
okay.
really speak, because when we speak, what happens is that we have a wavelength that comes out, and the angels and the spiritual guides that are talking to us say, oh, there it is, and they know uh-huh. right where to go with it. And that's the difference, and that's why so many people can't hear their guides and their angels, because I'm starting to meditate now out loud, because it is so powerful. I hear better because they know right where I am. And they can communicate. They can communicate on our wavelength. We're way down here on Earth. We're spiritual mm-hmm. beings living this, but look at us. We're in this, you know, body, and they're not.
Right.
So, you know, tuning into the radio, you know that saying. So, but yes, I stay in the field that you're in. Just work with less of the fingers, and you're going to be fine. You're going to do fine. Spirit's
okay.
telling me you're going to, if you will allow them, they will lead you right down the golden path. I see the golden path. They will lead you right down it, and you will have a beautiful experience as you do this, okay?
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
I feel it. I feel it. Archangel
mm-hmm.
Michael is very strong in
mm-hmm.
Our show tonight. He's very, very strong, and he's asking me to tell you. And another thing he's asking me to tell you is to find the blessing in your current situation and give thanks. Give thanks
okay.
for my new healing profession. When we give gratitude, it brings in powerful powerful changes. Okay. So let go of the fear and start really bringing in. It can bring miracles overnight. So, okay?
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and thanks for calling in. I hope to hear from you again.
Oh, yeah. I would like to do something private with you soon.
Okay, well, just ask spiritnow.com, and I'd love to work with you, okay?
All right, thank you.
There may be some past life thing, too, that we may need to look at here, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling also, okay?
Okay. All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
And now is this Beauty or Judy from Miami?
It's Judy.
Oh, Judy, they have Beauty on here. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
You can call me Beauty if you like.
Yes, I think that is so beautiful. I see this beautiful message from Seth sent me this beautiful message, and he says, Beauty from Miami is on line one.
Well, that's me.
That says a lot about you, Judy. How awesome. So nice to hear from you. I think I know you.
Yes, you know me. And I want to pass on something because you are so awesome and so gifted and so talented.
Thank you.
And your advice is always just like throw your hands in the air and just tell Spirit that you need their help and you need it now.
That's right.
And I
That's
followed
right.
your advice.
Okay.
I had a house on the market for just over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had my mother's house just recently go on the market because she passed. And I did exactly what you said. I threw my hands in the air, and I told Spirit, I need to sell these houses. I can't do it without you, and I need them to sell now. The next day, I got a call from one of the realtors and signed papers that night. The following day, the other realtor called me, and I went up the next night to sign those papers, and both those houses are in process of being sold. So in my book, that is a miracle.
It is a miracle. And, you know, you did it because you ask, and it shall be given. I mean, thank you, Judy, for sharing that, because Spirit wants to help us. You know, ask Spirit now. That's why I call it that, because Spirit wants to help us, and it's just, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. And I told you, I think one time when I spoke with you earlier, that I saw you moving, so I know it's happening.
Yeah. You said it was soon.
I know you're moving, and so that is so awesome. Is
there
any...
There was a little problem that reared its ugly head today, and I'm just wondering if you get one of the appraisals didn't come in as high as the agreed upon price.
What was the difference?
And,
what was the difference in the appraisal?
It wasn't huge, but it's enough to hurt.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if, first of all, do you see... the finance is falling into place so that I can make the move and pick out the house of my dreams.
Yes, the answer is solid yes. Now, as far as the appraisal coming in, there is I know that it's a difference in price that you don't want to feel with, but Judy or Beauty, I will call you.
Love that. Beauty.
I still feel you should be selling this house, and if the people are still willing to go forward, which I still feel they do, I feel like you need to take this offer and move forward on it, okay? I really don't want anything to happen to it, and I feel like Spirit's going to keep moving it forward. You will be provided for, and you will be able to get the house that you want. It's going to work out regardless, okay? It's going to work out regardless.
Okay.
I still see that piece of paper that has that some extra cash in there for you that you haven't found yet. I don't think.
Not yet.
I still feel it. And I still hear your mother. She has come in and says, I'm telling you, it's there. Just tell her to keep looking. She gives up too fast. That's what she sounds like. I'm just, woo. You know.
Hello. Hi, Mom. Well, I have a question for you. A lot of times when I meditate, what I journal, what I auto write, very specific, very detailed, but a lot of messages are all about me having trust and faith. I know you can't go to the supermarket and buy it. Do you get anything on how I can, just really connect and be more trusting to what I'm being told and guided to do?
Yes. What I want you to do is, and I speak to everyone, Jeff and Alicia and Rose, because we have our higher self, our loving self, that we can't see because we, you know, when we came here on Earth, we kind of came in on a body. But when we connect with ourselves, and it's a funny thing to say that, but when we connect with ourselves and truly love and accept ourselves for who we are, that's when we start to trust. We can't trust anybody else, including our spiritual guides, because we keep thinking it's our imagination or we've made it up. But what I keep getting here is, and I get it for everybody, there's a very strong connection in the group tonight, I feel it, is connecting with ourselves. It's not so much about connecting with other whatever else, it's within ourselves, because that's where spirit is. So we're connecting with ourselves, we're connecting with spirit. And when we do that, it is like Archangel Michael giving you a magic wand and saying, here, go create your life, because we are a part of you now. We're not, it's not like we're separate from you, we are you. And when you get that feeling, it is so incredible that you feel that magic wandness, and that's the way I describe it, because it just feels like you have that self-empowerment. And I feel like when you don't trust, it's just going back to that fear and just take it. And you know, for all of us, and Judy, I'm so glad that you brought this out, when we have a thought like, gosh, I wonder how I can trust myself, or, oh, no, I don't know if that's really true, put little wings on it. Put a little smiley face. Put a little wings on it and just say, light, take it away. Take it away to the light, because I know this is not feeling like love. And if it doesn't feel like love, send it to the light. And the more aware you are and the more conscious of you, the quicker you can do it. Yeah, sometimes we sit in it for an hour or two, you know, but that's better than weeks and days and weeks and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of Jeff and his cat. I mean, that little cat wants Jeff. I mean, I feel her as we talk right now. I feel her coming to me saying, I want to find him. She's just disoriented. And the more love we have, the light there is, that, you know, it just brings it. It attracts. And I feel like, especially with a cat that's disoriented, they'll be attracted to the light. And the more light that Jeff has, the more attraction the cat will have toward him. And
absolutely.
So,
you put out a beam of our light, our color, our energy.
Yes, yes. And I know you, everyone has it. And I just put the little, I have a very dear friend, and I'm sharing this with everybody, but she's the one who taught me about that. She's a Rohan therapist. Her name is April, and I'm also a Rohan therapist. And, you know, we learn to deal with thoughts and feelings that are negative, a part of our shadow, you know, the anger, the mad part of us. We all have it. And, you know, we have to learn to honor that part of us. It doesn't mean that we have to stay in it, but we have to say, oh, there's the mean Vicky, there's the angry Vicky, there's the sad Vicky. Oh, let's put a little wing on it, send it away, and let's get a happy Vicky. Let's get something, you know, that's not that we don't deal with our issues. I'm not saying that. Know thyself. You have to know thyself. But you have to learn to kind of get, you know, look at it and say, ooh, that doesn't feel so good. Let's throw that one up to the light. We don't want to throw it away. We want to throw it, whoo, send it to the light. Because we want to transform it. Everything has to be alchemy. It has to be, everything has to be alchemized. It has to be changed from darkness to light. So does that help?
The fear does, absolutely. The fear does me no good. It just immobilizes me.
Right, exactly. And so just send it to the light. Just, you know what I did, and I want to share this with everyone, even though Beauty's on the line with me, I want to share this because I was upset the other day, and I had something to come into my life, and I didn't even know what to do. And I've got tools up the yin yang, you know. I know what to do on this, and I was immobilized too. And I sat on my healing table, and I just said, "Let there be light." And I must have said that. I have no idea how long. Maybe 10 minutes, could have been an hour for all I know. I just said, "Let there be light." And all of a sudden, my daughter went up and cleaned her room without me asking, the first time she's ever done that in 10 years. I was like, oh, my gosh, there really is light in this house. And in other situations that were, it was a tough relationship that I was working on. And do you know that that relationship is just, it's the boundaries are still in, and I want to talk about that later. But I do want to say that let there be light. Y'all, when any of us, Rose, Jeff, all the people that I haven't talk to that are listening, remember, when you get to a point where you don't even know what to do anymore, just say, let there be light. Let there be light. Because where there is light, there can be no darkness. And that in itself, y'all, is so powerful. Because there is a lot of darkness on this planet. And with all this, there's a lot of energy moving now. I don't know if a lot of you are feeling it, but there's a lot of energy that's moving. And if we stay very, very connected to love and don't resist, and especially, you know, I was thinking about Alicia, not resist it, just go with the flow. Because right now, a lot of my friends who are light workers are going through this. They're all kind of like, whoa. And so you just sort of sit back, feel the love. Doesn't mean you don't do stuff, but when you get resistance, really look at it and say, Spirit, are you trying to stop me from doing this? And if it's a yes, you know, I want to share something with everyone too that I found very, very powerful, is that when you want to get an answer for something, you know, really listen and don't keep asking, because sometimes we can't hear when we keep asking, and just really flow and you know, use your pendulum, you know, get some means of asking questions too that can help. But I have to tell you, the most powerful way to find answers is within, because I always say, what if you were on a desert island, hopefully with somebody cute, but anyway, yeah. But anyway, and you don't, let's just say you're not on a desert island, but you're with anybody cute, and you're there by yourself. You want to be able to trust your own answers. And if you feel them in your heart, a pendulum you may not have, you may not be able to ask, but you've got Spirit. You'll always have Spirit, and Spirit will answer our questions and our needs. So I hope that's helped. I'd like to pull a card. I have to share, too, with everyone that I feel that there are a lot of Indian guides here this evening. When I began the show this at around 9, I saw a group of Indians all around and I even have my Indian drum out tonight, because I thought, this is interesting, and I just see them beating on a drum, all being with us tonight. So it seems like we all have a lot of Indian guides with us this evening. So I just want to acknowledge them and thank them so, so very much for being with us. Now, did you have any other questions or any comment about karma?
Well, yes. I missed the first 2 minutes of the show tonight.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that's when I tuned in. And
yep.
I found very interesting what you were discussing as far as karma. And I agree, from everything that I am learning and reading more and more, that karma is not this idea that we all have, that it's penance, it's retribution. It really is a balancing of
yes.
what we now need to learn.
Right.
It's not really like eye
That's
for
right.
eye and payback. It is just
yes.
us becoming, let's say, compare it to well-rounded, evolved adults or whatever we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's what next we have to learn, so that
yes.
we understand the other side or what we have to develop within ourselves.
That's right. And basically, when we're looking at a group karma, I mean, I was talking about BBS is bringing such high frequency for the group karma, and they're doing such a wonderful job of doing that. And that, when you're connected with that, that will bring your vibration up, and it will help balance karma you may not even know about. Now, past life, when you start, and I want to share this with everyone, when you start going through past life regressions, and you start to really look at why you did these things, what happened, that starts to balance out. Because when you start doing past life regressions, when you're aware of some of the things that did occur, then you can start sending light to those situations. And that in itself, just going through the regression, learning what happened and sending light to those people that were a part of that life, that in itself can change karma too and bring enlightenment. Now, I want to share something right now, because this lady keeps coming in. And I don't know who's listening tonight, but there is the most precious little lady that she's tiny. She's tiny, and she has this little hat on that looks like it has little flowers on it. And she says her name is Catherine, and she's crossed over. Sometimes I get into talking about people, and people don't realize I'm talking about somebody crossed over. But Catherine says that she recently passed away, and she left a diamond ring. And it's a very small diamond ring. It feels like about a size 5 or so. But it feels like she gave it to her granddaughter, and she's just wanting to let her know that she's with her. And she's a part of her, and that she sends her love. And I don't know who this goes to, but I just have to share it because she's been here the whole time we've been talking. So maybe it has some meaning to someone. So I just wanted to say that. Getting back to the karma, yes, you know, those past lives, and any time where our families, and I don't know about y'all, but listen, let me tell you, I don't know what kind of karma I'm bringing in, but I've had one family member that I have always had to deal with. And I finally just gave up the other day, and I think that's when I mentioned to you about the saying that let there be light, because it transformed it. I've been trying to feel it and fear it and analyze it and read about it, and all of a sudden when I surrendered it and put my boundaries in on it, because listen, when we love ourselves, we must have boundaries as light workers, as healers, as people, no matter what we do in our lives, as parents, as spouses, as friends, as neighbors, we need to have boundaries. It is a gift that God gives us as spiritual guides, letting us know we must take care of ourselves and have boundaries. We are not responsible, and this is a karmic issue. We are not responsible for how other people feel. It does not mean that we don't send kindness, but we cannot change the people's karma. So if we go through something with a family member and they're all upset about it, we have to send love to them, but we cannot force them to change their journey, to change the way they're going to live their life. We can give as much as we can, but otherwise we carry with us their karma. And I want to share something. I went to the most incredible guy last night, and I don't know that I'm saying his name right, James Van Praagh, Praagh, that medium. And in his book, he says about karma, it says, how you treat someone is your karma, and how I react is my karma. So if somebody treats you ugly and says some ugly words to you, that's their karma. But if I sit there and I say, wow, give them light, just give them light, and just kind of take a deep breath and don't, you know, get into the negative karma with them, then you won't have taken on their karma. So it's kind of interesting.
Right. What I have been learning is that we cannot change someone. We're not responsible for them. But the one thing we have where our free will is most important is how we respond. And
yes,
we always have control over how we choose to respond to anything and everything.
That's right. And that's the whole key. We can never change anybody. We can never change anyone. Because if we do, then they're messing up on their karma. And like I said earlier, I tried to do that with my son. He joined a group, and I really wished, you know, I haven't been able to talk to him. And it's all I do now is it's been probably the biggest learning experience that I've ever been through. And it brought me to my spiritual journey where I am now, is because I can't communicate with them. And so, you know, that's the policy of that group, that they disconnect. And because of that, I had to learn so much. And now I realize under the soul contracts, karma, whatever, you know, that's probably the greatest gift I ever had. Now, it doesn't mean I don't want to be a part of him again. I'm just saying that at that stage of where we were, it was a great gift. And I so look forward to hearing from people. And I look, you know, looking back on Rose, I know there's some karmic issues there with her brother. And you know, there are things that are happening with that. And I tell you, one thing that I would like to do on one of the shows in the next couple of months is to have a psychic panel. And I'd love to have a psychic panel where we have three or four psychics on, intuitives, light workers, not people that just, you know, but truly spiritual guidance, and take calls from people that are missing. And see if we can help with the psychic panels find them. And I think that would be such a wonderful thing to do on BBS. We can do that one Friday evening.
That would really be service.
Yeah. I have some, Judy, you're very intuitive, and we have some others, you know. I have a wonderful group of friends that are very truly wonderful light workers, and I think it would be quite a service to give to our listeners, because there are many of us that grieve over people, even our cats, our dogs that go missing. I mean, it is devastating. I mean, it's, you know, just because they're in a different shape of a body doesn't mean they're not part of our family.
And it is a family that's very often we love our pets more than we love other humans.
Well, you know what's
and
so wonderful about
our
pets is that they offer unconditional love. And when we lose that, it's the most, I mean, it's like they offer, it's God's gift to us. A pet is God's gift to us for unconditional love, because it's profoundly healing. It's absolutely profoundly healing. So, I'm wondering if anybody else has any questions. We don't have any other callers here. So I think right now, Judy, do you have any other questions that you have, or any insights that you would like to offer about karma? We talked about the group karma and the personal karma. Now that has a lot to do with past lives and healing from those. And I really encourage people to get past lives progressions because they're powerful.
You know, Vicki, we always speak about karma as the bad things we've done and the things we have to correct. Nobody really talks about good karma.
And well, there's wonderful karma. Yeah.
Yes, of course, for all the wonderful things we are and we've done.
Right. Well, let's look at, for an instance, you take a child that was, or in the past life, was a fabulous, fabulous pianist, okay? And he utilized that piano playing. He didn't hurt anybody by it. It's a powerful situation for him. Guess what? He comes back into this life as a, what do they call them? Genius, prodigal children? Because he was able to carry. We carry our qualities with us. That's the good part of the karma. That's that part that we people say that's the good part, and then there's the bad part. But the truth is, it isn't good or bad. It's just the balancing of what we have to journey through. So if somebody came into this life to be famous, they wanted to be a famous actress or something, and their job was to get, their issue was substance abuse. So what they have to do this life, they really need to be famous, but that's their journey. But they can't be if they get into substance abuse. So what happens is they have their free will to go and balance that out and handle their substance abuse, then be famous and service people by their fame. You know how many times you can service people by fame. And so what happens is they have a choice. But guess what? If they choose the substance abuse and then they can't continue with the path they were going, it isn't that it's bad, because it's part of the plan. It is part of our soul's journey. So we can't say it's good or bad. Now, granted, if this person had chosen to not get into the substance abuse or overcome it, let's put it that way, it's really the soul's journey was to have substance abuse. But let's say they overcome it and they go on to do their job. The next life, they can even go forward with even more growth, instead of having to come back to the same issue the next life. And not that that's bad. But that's where I think people feel like it's bad. Don't you imagine, Judy? Or Beauty,
absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but
that's
also
where they
another
feel
way.
Like that. Oh, got to go through that again.
No, there's another way of being aware of what we're going through in this life. Sometimes we think we must have done the worst things possible because we're having such a time in this life and this is our karma.
But that's not necessarily true.
Sometimes we choose to take on things in our present lifetime because it has not because it has anything to do with the past life or things we did or did not do. We chose to take it on to learn in this life to help us become who we need to be. That's part of our lesson to get to our work, our mission. I think that's
remember one thing that in karma for creating new karma. And balancing karma for our new karma that we create is the more we stay in love, and this is for everyone, including myself, when the more we stay in love, the less chance we have of being in fear, and fear brings on more of the karma that we have to keep dealing with. Because the fear part, when we're in love karma, that just carries over and it just brings better things to our lives, the next life and the next life and the next life. So it's very powerful to stay in love. And you know how you know when you're in love? Because you feel it. You feel good. When your mind is going a half a mile a minute, you're not in love. You're in fear. Because the mind gets going and just like yuckity yuck yuck yuck. But when we're in our hearts, we settle down and we settle in. And that's when miracles start happening. That's when the light takes over and the darkness goes away. Because the way I see karma is karma that we have to keep dealing with can be overcome with light. And we're going to still have issues to go with. I mean, you know, we can't just go sit in some cave out there and say, let there be light all day long. You know, I mean, it might be nice, but most of us have more journeys to do than that. Eventually, we're going to have to get out with people because it's the people that we have to encounter, the relationships, whether it's marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, boss, whatever. You know, regardless, we have to deal with that, and that's where our true lessons come from. And I have to tell y'all, next week, because I know we're coming to a close here, but the week after that, I think it's April 9th, I'm going to be talking about angels, and I'm going to be, you know, doing a little bit of education on angels and what they do and who they are, and then we're going to just do lots and lots of angel readings, because I just... I don't know what I do in my life without my angels. I just am very empowered by them, and they bring so much friendship and love and fun. You know, angels are just so much fun. So I certainly want y'all to be ready to come back on April 9th. And next week, I think we also have a wonderful guy or girl. I'm not sure who it is that is at the same time next week. And then I come. We alternate every other week, so that's kind of fun. So. But I want to just let y'all know that Archangel Michael has sent a message here to everyone. I picked up the card while I was talking to everyone, and it says, find the blessing in your current situation. And that is so wonderful because in my house I have Be Always in Gratitude, and I have it written real big in just about every room. I have them framed and everything because gratitude is probably one of the keys to the best that we can do in life, because with gratitude we bring on more good things, and in that way we are changing our karma and we are creating a better karma, a higher frequency karma, so that the law of attraction, which is all about karma, by the way, and we'll talk about that one Friday night as well, but the law of attraction is nothing but karma. So that's why I became a Rohan therapist, because I want to work on the shadow parts of us so that our law of attraction works on us. I want to let y'all know that if you go to AskSpiritNow.com, that's my website, for the month of March, I'm offering readings for $75 for everyone that's been on the show. And I usually do an hour reading, although sometimes they go over. So I want to let you know, if we do a past life regression, it may go over, and I don't charge for that. So I want to let you know that if you go there, you can get everything done online. You can email me through my contact page. And I just want to remind you that you all have wonderful, beautiful spiritual energies around you. Remember to be in the connection with your spirit guides, with your archangels, with your spirit, with the Christ consciousness, whoever you connect with, and know that you are a beautiful person. Know that you are wonderful and love all parts of you. If you have a moment in your day that you get upset, love it. It's okay. That's who we are. And, you know, don't beat yourself up for it, because we're everything. We are all of everything. Spirit made us this way. So thank you so much. I love you all, and I'll look forward to seeing you on April 9th. And come visit me at AskSpiritNow.com. And thank you, BBS. I love being a part of your radio community. Thank you so much, and good evening to you all.